After spending some time this afternoon, I really been asking the Lord to just give me a little better clarity of what it means to abide in Him or join in union with Him. I'll take my hat off. So I just felt like He wanted me to look up, spend some time in John chapter 15, but it kind of led me to reading about grapevines and the vine dressers and all that stuff that they would have probably known a little bit better than I do. That would just give us pictures of the Father, pictures of Jesus, and just how all this kind of works in our lives, you know, because Jesus is, he's the true vine. His Father is the vine dresser, you know, and the Holy Spirit plays a role in there too, which I believe, you know, Jesus being the vine, the Father, the vine dresser, the one that takes care of it, and the Holy Spirit being like the shears or the pruning tool that the Father uses to begin to prune these vines, right? A lot to it I didn't know about it, but you know, one thing that kind of put me at peace, 1 Corinthians 1:30 says that by the Father's doing or by God's doing, you are in Christ Jesus. And He became to us wisdom, sanctification, all these things from God. So by God's doing, you were placed in Christ. So He placed us there in the vine, in Christ. So our abiding in growth really has to do with a simple yielding and surrender. Because I believe if we're yielded and we're surrendered to God, the Father, and that I'm in Christ and I'm yielded to His work, then He'll take care of this process, you know. All I have to do is just, I think we get stuck on the word about how to abide and understand that, hey, we already are there. You are in Christ Jesus. By His doing, you are in Christ Jesus. And if He's the one that takes care of the vine. He's the one that prunes it. He's the one that oversees it. He's the one that waters it. He's the one that never takes His eye off of it, as Scripture says, that He cares for us in that way. He never takes His eye off of it with the apple of His eye. So it really kind of, if that's all the revelation I got out of it, it was good for me to know, yeah, I can just, you know, just kind of getting too, it was getting too complicated for me. I was kind of stumbling over words and trying to figure out what they all meant. But one thing I discovered about we'll just call it the vine dresser, the pruner, and there's actually a word for it, either a viticulturalist or a viticulturalist is the name of the person who actually cares for these vines. But when they're putting the plant in there, they're planting them, they look at this plant over a lifetime. It's not something they're going to plant for a season, you know, just like a tomato plant I'm going to plant this year or something like that. Everything they do to that plant, they're looking at a lifetime. Or if God does everything He looks at us, He's looking at over a lifetime, right? Eternal. I used to love and studying, reading of these early church guys, these people, when they would build the cathedral churches, they would plant the oaks that would be used in some of the construction for it. Now, meaning that sometimes it took 100 years to complete the work, right? These massive and huge churches or cathedrals, they knew it would take that long, so they would plant this, looking to, this is going to be a lifetime project for me. So, and it's important that His job also is to make sure that it's pointed in the right direction. Because if you don't point it in the right direction, it'll go off or whatever, it won't hit the ground. So He makes sure that this thing is growing the way it should grow, in the right direction. So He placed me in Christ. Christ. He placed you in Christ, and it's his job to make sure that he puts me in the right direction, okay? And again, my surrender to him will cause that. If I'm surrendered to him, like, I'm not going to... Jesus said, if anyone is willing to do the Father's will, he'll know of the teaching, right? And my experience has been in dealing with people through the years, that's never been a deal to me that whether they're going to miss or not miss God's will. The deal is whether they're going to surrender to it, right? And when I hear people say, I will or I won't do this, then, you know, oh well, it's going to take you a while to get there because to the degree of my surrender is the degree that I'll experience. So he's deciding for that upcoming year. This is kind of cool too. When the pruning takes place, and I guess I'll go ahead and jump ahead, it always takes place in a dormant season in the winter time, right? Either from February, it's actually winter in February, right? All the way up to the 21st of March, right? Usually in February, early March is when most of your pruning takes place. And I just thought that was very interesting that it's in the dormant season that God is doing, the Father, pruner, is doing this thing in me, right? And sometimes we look at dormant times as wasted time or I'm not doing anything, I don't feel like I'm being used, but it's that time when the Father's doing a work, getting you ready. And see, what they're doing is they're planning for the upcoming season, and they can, by the way they prune it and everything, they can know the yield of that plant for the upcoming season, right? So how many bundles of grapes, in other words, that they need on that, they can do it by the pruning, right? I thought that was very interesting because every season they're pruned, then every season in our life where we're going into a new season, which we're talking about, there's a process or a pruning of us getting us ready to go into this next season. And we can't carry the grapes that we had or the fruit that we had in the last season into this season. I thought that was very interesting because we hear that a lot about going in, you know, when you go into a new season, you just can't take things. We do this for very true as far as a grapevine. Branches, that vine dresser gets it ready for this season and to produce a certain, he knows the yield that it will produce. So I'm going to cut it this way so it will yield like this. And part of the necessity of this, if you don't prune here, what will happen is this this plant will it'll start producing a bunch of leaves, right? A lot of foliage, and it will produce some buds, but there'll be so many leaves and branches going everywhere that it'll stunt the growth. It'll block sunlight. The plant won't get the proper sunlight or nutrition that it needs, and the plant will eventually just it said it will grow into like this gnarly jungle, you know, and just be, won't be useful. It's what Jesus talks about in here, you know, won't be useful for anything. You know, if you don't allow, or the vine dresser doesn't, you know, he does this so you'll produce more fruit and better fruit, but if he doesn't do it, then it's just useless, you know. And again, John 15 here is not talking about our salvation experience. It's talking about our relational, our abiding in him, our daily communion with him, this thing he's brought us into with this awesome fellowship with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and him doing that. So I thought it was very interesting. It produces too much shade. It doesn't take good root, you know. So it's important to grow. As we grow, we're growing in time and in tune with God. If we try to get out there, I was talking to someone recently about a certain ministry, and I said, you know, this ministry is very, it's a good ministry. I said, it's very broad and wide, but it's not very deep, right? And sometimes it can happen in people getting into different ministries. They can just get, it'll expand and grow, and they don't understand or take the time to know, well, first, I think the important thing is we need to go deep, right? We need to have deep roots. roots. I'd rather have a deep rooted ministry that I'm deeply rooted in Christ and have a width of this, but be very deep, you know, because then, therefore, we're sustained, right? And I thought this was a cool thing, too, because the pruning affects the vine balance, you know, brings it into balance, because as it goes out this way, they'll have these, the plant will grow up, and it'll have these strings or ropes going this way, then some more right above it going this way, and it'll make a T, and it'll make a T like this, and it'll grow out like that. So the balance, consistency, you know, this is consistent. Actually, they can know the flavor, your consistency or the flavor of by all this pruning. The sustainability of that plant, you know, that it's going to be a plant, again, that's going to be there for their lifetime, right? Or how well sustained that is. I thought that was really cool because everything that God does in our lives is to sustain, as we're sustained, or you hear that word a lot about perseverance or endurance, right? And the plant is pruned in a certain way so it will endure, so it will persevere, you know? Even during the coldest time, the way that thing is pruned the season before will keep it from getting frost damage. I thought that was pretty interesting. That if it's pruned that is pruned properly and cared for properly, then you know in the winter if there's the cold part of it, there'll be frost prevention for that thing. I thought that was really cool. That because you know walking in our seasons with God and letting Him do what I want to, and again I'm thinking so much of Joseph. He's been so special to me this season, his life, and as he was waiting on the Lord and happened upon the word of God, you know, he was being pruned. He was being, God was getting him ready to, the fruit that he would bear for the world to feed on, you know, he was getting ready. It really encouraged me for that. So it's a survival, it's a viability, flavor, you know, concentration. So I thought that was pretty cool that, and another thing, too, about the vine dresser has to be, people who do that have to be extremely skilled, right? It's a very delicate process. And so they have to be someone who really knows what they're doing, are extremely skilled. So that makes us feel good that we're in the hands of the Father, right? And the Holy Spirit. Because, you know, Romans chapter 8 talks about that, that the job of the Holy Spirit would be, to put the things to death, you know, the things of the flesh to death. So that's part of these things in us that aren't producing, abiding. Again, thinking about the Holy Spirit being the pruning shears tool that's there in the hand of a very skilled master that's going to cut it, and how you cut it too. And they said a lot of places who have large vineyards will have electric shears, right? And these electric shears will give the same cut with the same force at 4 o'clock in the afternoon as it was at 7 o'clock in the morning, right? But if a person's doing that in this very large vineyard, then by the time the end of the day is there, he's tired and he's worn out and his hands, you know, all these things setting in, and that last plant, he may damage that last plant because he may cut it too hard or not, you know, not enough or you know. Just, I thought that was very interesting too, that just that part of the deal, the delicate process, and where they would get there had to be the same pressure cut on the vine. And, the pruning we talked about is done every year. It removes neglected and non-productive vines, so the new vines will take over. So that's encouraging in the new seasons of our lives, because none of us, there's areas where I abide in Christ and there's areas where I don't. Probably the areas where I don't outweigh the areas where I do, right? But those areas, when God's ready to deal with them, he was going to deal with them, right? And the new vine, the new, will take over, right? I'll be abiding in that area. You know, when God begins to, when he starts something in me and in you, and he's teaching us how to rest and how to abide, it's not in our mistakes that we make, is how we're doing it right. That just is so cool that, Lord, the new vine will take over. You'll make sure, as Father, by the Holy, indwelling Holy Spirit, that this new life, this new union with Christ, I will be experiencing in this area. And that's your job, not mine. My job is just to say yes and amen and yield to the Lord and him have my will. Because if he has my will and he has my heart, somewhere that's been lost in our world, in our Christian, especially the Western Christian culture, that this whole thing of convenience Christianity or smorgasbord, we've lost the very heart of, you know, that we're to die and surrender, right? We're to take up our cross and follow him, and he does not die. Jesus said that. He does not take up his cross, and, you know, that our death, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, you know, just the dying to ourselves and the yes to his will. I mean, that's what it's all about. And I've talked to so many people, especially this, you know, the Z generation, or the it's just really tough. You know, they don't get the that's the very heart of that I've surrendered. I'm surrendered. Everything in my life is surrendered. My life, my time is surrendered to him. Let me read through here and just make sure if I've missed anything here. Let's see, left over much foliage. I think I may have covered everything. Okay. I think I've got it. But just to encourage you in our what God is doing here with us, what God's doing at CTK and in your very life. But it really is a Song of Solomon chapter 2 time where he's saying, arise, my beloved one, arise, my darling, and come along, you know. For the winter's past, I'll read that real quick because I was reading that today. I'd forgotten about that because I really believe that's where scripturally, that's where we are. Because when he says the winter's past, right? Then in the winter time is when all the pruning was taking place. Okay, the winter's past and the rain is over. The flowers have appeared in the land, and when the flowers start appearing and budding, then the pruning has been over. It says the time arrives for singing. There's the word pruning, but actually, singing is the better word there. It's a time for rejoicing and singing. Because of the pruning, the voice of the turtle dove has been heard in the land. The fig tree has ripened its figs. The vines in blossom have given forth their fragrance. Arise, my darling, my beautiful one, and come along. And O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the steep secret place of the steep pathway, let me see your form and let me hear your voice. For your form is sweet, for your voice is sweet, and your form is lovely. And then the prayer is, hey, catch the foxes for us. Catch the foxes that have ruined our vineyard, and that's where we are. You know, we're coming along. We're moving into this new place of intimacy. I know for me it has been a new place that I feel I'm in, and even in my relationship with him, it's different. And I'm really asking him to catch the foxes for me, right? And that was a prayer after that, after the coming along, after the new place, after he just, you know, tells her how he loves the form, the voice, and then her prayer was, Father, just catch the foxes for me. You know, and that's the prayer. If he is the vine dresser, we're the branches, Jesus is the vine, the Holy Spirit is the shears, then our prayer is, that's a prayer of surrender when I say catch the foxes for me. Because that's what he's going to expose. So it's going to be a time of real God exposing things too, for a good cause, because it's been nipping away at you. It's been eating your fruit, right? All right. Well, that's all. Sorry about that. I'm trying to add more, but I'm kind of short. short time of having to learn about vines and pruning and all that kind of stuff. So there's so much we can learn in the afternoon. Lord, let us stand. Now let us go forth into all the world rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.